Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Check it out. You already know this your foe, Shrillville.
Yes, sir. And you already know you tune in to 92.9 The Game with who?
Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back, man.
Whoop.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Shrillville Thursday final hour for us. 1 o'clock hour, as always, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day just a couple of minutes from right now. Talk a little Falcons in about 20 minutes as well, as we are 1 week from the first round of the NFL draft. They're looking at a couple more defensive linemen today. They're looking at a couple more individual workouts of defensive linemen today.
But they got it. Have you seen that?
That'll be what they take.
A list
of guys they've worked out,
yeah,
or interviewed or whatever.
Yeah,
I bet we could find one of those.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm curious.
We'll get into that list. There's the guys we know for sure.
Yes.
And then maybe some names that we missed. We'll get there in about 20 minutes. But today they're in Athens looking at the two Georgia guys.
No, because you know they got the top 30, right?
Right.
I was curious.
I bet we could find that.
I was curious if there was like a quarterback or something in there.
Probably.
They need a backup.
They do.
Yeah, because. Well,
I saw a mock draft where they had them taking the Riley Leonard in like this late.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they need a quarter. They need a backup.
Notre Dame.
Yeah, they need a backup. I would prefer a veteran. Well, Andy, they do have a veteran quarterback.
Not even technically. Like, that's technically the wrong word.
Well,
truthfully,
yes,
they have a veteran backup quarterback right now.
Yes.
As veteran pretty much as you can get.
Yes.
One of the most veteran backup quarterback, the most veteran backup quarterback in the NFL. One of the most veteran quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yes.
Is still, I forgot about that.
Yes.
Kind of out of sight, out of mind for the last couple of weeks.
That's what he
said.
That
was a nice part of vacation.
Yeah.
Not having to think about Kirk Cousins really at all.
At all.
I hadn't thought about him until right now. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome.
Thank you for bringing that back to my mind. Anyway, we'll get to that coming up in about 20 minutes. We'll get to the AMA to wrap things up at 1:40. Phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. As often happens when we discuss something weird, our friend Brenda from Portland will message us about that said topic.
Okay.
She sent me a list of famous vegetarians because we were talking about how nobody's been a vegetarian for very long.
Okay.
According to this list, and I mean, this is from thehumanleague.org.
Mm-hmm.
I assume that's a pretty reputable .org.
Okay.
There's some pretty famous historical figures. I'll read them to you, whatever we can talk about. To me, what's funny, though, is who qualifies as a famous historical figure.
Okay.
Because they kind of lose steam towards the end.
All right.
Okay?
All right, let me hear it.
We'll start out hot. Leonardo da Vinci apparently was a vegetarian.
No, he was not.
Who knows?
You can't paint on an empty stomach.
It's hard to do.
Yep.
It's hard to do.
Nope,
everybody
not,
knows
not
that.
Buying it.
Plus, also, he lived in the 1400s.
Yeah.
Like, come on. He
also went psycho and cut off his own ear.
Yes.
So that was a different guy.
I think that was a different guy.
But you're on the right track.
Da Vinci? Wait.
Was it? I think.
Oh. Yeah, no, that was.
That was Picasso, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't Picasso either.
Was it Michelangelo?
Nope, wasn't Michelangelo. I don't remember the guy's name. It might be him.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Oh, God. It'll come to me in a second.
Bo's using it. Anyway, Da Vinci, I don't buy it. That was a long time ago.
I'm not buying it.
Gandhi?
Gandhi.
Van Gogh.
Van Gogh. That's what it is.
That's right. Vincent Van
Gandhi.
Gogh.
I don't speak bad on Gandhi.
I
don't speak bad. But nonviolent, you got to eat to keep the nonviolence up.
Plus, he didn't eat anything. The guy would go on fasts for like weeks on end.
You don't come off a fast and be a vegan.
Nah,
you got to get some dead flesh in
you. You're not eating the broccoli off
yeah,
of a fast.
Yeah, eat some dead flesh. All right.
So I don't buy that
one. Okay.
Let's keep scrolling here. Thomas Edison apparently was a vegetarian, according to this
list.
No
vegan comes up with that kind of stuff.
The only reason you invent a light bulb
so
is
you can
so
see
you
the
can
chicken.
See the chicken easier. Yes. Exactly right.
Yes. Nope. Not believing that.
Albert Einstein, according to this list, is a
hell no.
vegetarian.
No, you need red meat to get the ideas that he got.
What do you think the M stood for in E equals MC squared?
Meat.
Of course it did.
There we go.
Rosa Parks apparently became a vegetarian.
Ah, see, became.
Yeah.
Not a.
Which, like, you can't really claim that.
You don't. No, no. See, the thing about it is you can't claim becoming a vegan. You are.
You either are or you aren't.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you ate meat in your life, you're not a vegetarian.
If you ate meat before, you're not a vegetarian.
So Rosa Parks is off the list.
Nope.
Coretta Scott King.
I don't believe that.
Not only apparently, not only that. Later in life, she adopted a fully vegan diet. So she didn't only vegetarian, she went full vegan.
Ain't no way she was married to Martin Luther the King and didn't cook no hammer. I don't care.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
I don't. Nope. Yeah, I just don't believe people were fighting for civil rights and not eating meat.
Nope, don't believe it.
Now we're starting to lose steam.
Okay.
We had Gandhi. We had Rosa Parks.
Okay.
We had Einstein.
Okay.
Apparently Lizzo is also a vegetarian.
Not with all that wagon.
And on this list.
Not with all that wagon. That's pork chop back there. No, you don't get no wagon like that from eating plant-based. You get from meat-based. Not all that wagon.
It's pork chop. It's pork chop back there. Yeah, I don't know. I just thought it was funny. It's the only list that she would be on with them. You
yes,
know what I mean?
Yes.
Apparently, Miley Cyrus is vegan.
I can see that because she's skinny.
You buy that one?
Yeah, because she's skinny.
You know what?
Yeah.
I believe that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, she needs ribs.
Paul McCartney, I guess. I don't know. I don't buy any of this stuff. It's a wild list. When
it's
you
a wild-ass list.
Leonardo da Vinci and Russell Brand on the same list. It's a bad list. All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Oh, man. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
I think individually we all have to make adjustments. Internally, we're going to have to do it, and we're going to have to make it happen, and we're better than that. Yeah, obviously, but we're not until we are. That makes any sense.
It does. It does make sense. I like that last sentence from Brian Snitker there talking about the Braves right now, because there's no other way to put it other than they're playing bad.
Yeah.
They're playing real bad right now. They lost again yesterday. They're 5-13. They're 2-11 on the road. They scored one run yesterday and struck out 19 times.
Yes.
They struck out 19 times yesterday.
And guys had – they had four guys that had three or more.
Yes, they did. And three of them were the first three bats.
Yes, yes.
Michael Harris, Austin Riley, and Matt Olson.
Yes. Four of them. Goodness. Yeah. I mean, when we talk about I don't even know where to go because we started when they started off with the Dodgers and the Padres. Well, those two were just elite teams.
Right. So that was the excuse.
That
then.
Was the excuse.
Whatever. They right. That was the make yourself feel better.
Yes. Yes.
Then.
They really.
Okay. Then
get back home. We left for vacation after that.
Yeah. No, it was weird. You know, rain out some stuff. Yes. But then they did win the Phillies series. They did win that series against the Phillies, which was a good series.
Yes.
Tampa. I don't know. They play in a minor league stadium. So that was that one.
Okay.
And then.
Off to a great start.
Toronto, they won the first game.
Really
good in the first game. And then the Spencers,
we were really counting on the Spencer.
Yeah, you were hoping one of the two Spencers would get you a win. And honestly, Strider was okay yesterday. I mean, that's the kind of the big story beyond just how badly they're playing is Spencer Strider did make his season debut yesterday. Looked healthy, threw almost 100 pitches, went five innings, struck out five guys. Still looked like, you know, he's not back all the way, of course. But, you know, for a first start in a year, you'll take it. The guy went five innings and gave up two earned runs. Yeah. Like, he put you in a position to win the game. They scored one run.
One run.
So they lost the game.
It was off of the young catcher, his first home run of the year. We're talking about Baldwin. But, yeah, I mean, at first we would think, are they doing too much? Is everybody pressing, trying to be the guy to get this thing started? Those were some bad ass. Now, don't grant it. The strike zone yesterday was up and down.
Yeah, it was.
It was.
It was inconsistent.
Yes, it really, really was. And so I give you all that for the people who are saying strike zone. Fine. You're okay. Fine. But all four bats for Michael Harris were strike zone?
No, it was just one.
All four for Austin Riley?
Mm-mm.
The three for Matt Olson? No, it wasn't. They're just not getting it done at the plate, man. And so I don't know when it's one of those things where okay, let's move some guys around. Ain't nobody playing good in this damn lineup.
I know. And they've kind of tried to shuffle it a little bit. And I, again, I get it. You want to try to do that, but it's not making a difference.
Yeah.
The top five guys in the lineup last night, who are the guys you're really counting on?
Yes.
It would be nice to have Ozuna as well, and hopefully he'll be back when they get home tomorrow against the Twins. But, I mean, you go Michael Harris, Austin Riley, Matt Olson, Sean Murphy, Ozzy Albies. That's
especially when Matt Olson
supposedly a pretty good top of your lineup.
Especially when the catcher, Sean Murphy's swinging the bat.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they combined to have one hit yesterday and a billion strikeouts.
What was it?
Was it a single Matt double? Olson.
Was it, that's what I said, was a single? Yeah.
Was it even an extra
base hit? Was it just a single?
I don't know. Let me filter through. I don't remember. I don't remember all the details. But, yeah, it was bad. It's bad performance. Yeah. Again.
Yeah, bad.
Say something while I scroll.
Okay, I'm just trying to figure out. But, no, I'm just trying to – what can – because the snick. Like, what can he do? Because I need a suggestion. I'm sure he might, like
– maybe he could hit.
Maybe or some suggestions of what they're doing. I saw a great clip about Chipper was talking about when you're struggling, go to the tee. Go to the tee.
Okay.
Practice off the tee. And if it's hitting the meat and where, however the ball is going up or down. Okay, how do you practice striking out on the tee? Like, I understand the length, the launch angle and all those different things, but how do you practice striking out? You just swing? I mean, I don't understand it. These guys are way more advanced in all of this than I am. But to have 19 damn strikeouts yesterday, Bunk, come on, man.
That's awful. They need to just study more. Their approach
is... He hit a single.
Okay.
Took me a long time to find that. Like, their approach is just horrible. Maybe they need to go watch more tape of their next opponent or something.
Something.
But they're guessing wrong.
Yeah.
Every time they come up to the plate, that's all you're trying to do is guess what pitch is being thrown next. And they are being fooled. And they're making themselves look horrible. Yeah, like, you just get up there and throw sliders to them all day if you know they're going to swing at them. Why would you not do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and that's a good point. Like, there's been a lot of the and some of the strikeouts yesterday, too. You're just kind of flailing, you know, just kind of non-competitive at bats. A lot of them, I don't know what the numbers are on this, but a lot of times it feels like it's just three pitches.
Yeah.
It's a couple setup pitches and then an out pitch, and you're out
like,
of there.
They look like Serrano. Up there. It's like,
So I don't know.
Bat, frame, curveball.
Maybe Joe Boo.
Yeah. I mean, he's over there. He's sitting over there. Now you're back home. You've been on the road a long time. You're back home. Obviously, you got the Minnesota Twins starting tomorrow. Twins in here coming tomorrow. And then after that, who you got coming in? Huh? The Cardinals. Okay, the bloody hated St. Louis Cardinals.
And they're not good.
And you know we hate them. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, if you can find a way to win both these series at home before you go back on the road, come on, man. If not now, when? I mean, the weather's going to be perfect. It's going to be beautiful this weekend over there at Truist Park. So go out there. You're going to have the crowd in your hand. Let's get some Chop House souvenirs.
They do have a winning record at home. They do.
What, 3-1?
They're 3-2.
3-2.
Yeah.
There we go. So, I mean.
Now, they've only played 5 home games,
but still,
which does
suck. No. We're not going to put only on it.
No, I'm
not going to put only on it.
No, look, there's no positive to say. Like, that's the thing about it is, you know, well, the schedule hasn't done them any favors. And, yes, all of that is true. I do think, though, that this team has enough talent, at least I thought that they did, to overcome a lot of the issues that they've had. Yeah, Max Fried and Charlie Morton are gone. It would be great to have Max Fried right now. Have you seen what he's been doing? He's 3-0 with a 1.88 ERA.
Oh, is he?
That'd be pretty cool to have every 5 days. Couldn't afford to do that, though.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he's really good. He's awesome. He's awesome off to a great start in New York.
I like Max Fried.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah.
It'd be great to still have him.
Yeah, it'd be perfect to still have him.
Yep.
But I don't root against him. You know,
I'm not rooting against him. But also,
I didn't want him to do good.
But also, we knew Max Fried wasn't going to be on the team when we talked about the team throughout spring training. And on opening day, we're like, this team's going to win 100 games.
Yes.
Like, so even with the losses, there was still a lot of belief. And it wasn't just us. Vegas had him at the best odds outside the Dodgers to make it to the World Series.
So we weren't
homers. It's not like we're sitting here making stuff up. That's what's confusing about it is everyone's been wrong about them, even given everything that they've lost. And they've lost quite a bit, not only before the season and the offseason, but during with injuries and suspensions and stuff like that. But, like, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. I don't know.
Any chance they all need glasses, except for Murphy, who already got glasses?
Oh, yeah, Murphy with the rec specs has been hitting better. That's good. And get them all glasses?
Can we get something? Because I like the glasses.
Murphy?
I like them.
I like a catcher with glasses on.
Who was
the guy? They used to have a catcher who was kind of like the backup catcher.
Tyler Flowers?
Tyler Flowers would wear glasses sometimes.
Has his own catchy equipment
brand.
Love when Pudge
would have them.
And Murphy wears it.
Yeah, he has his own brand.
Oh, really?
His own it's got like a spring in it, so when you get a foul tip to the face, you don't get a concussion.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Tyler Flowers, see? Smart guy. Glasses. He went to the same high school as Smoke and Joe Patrick.
And Joe makes sure he tells us every time.
And Joe wears glasses, too. So.
And he can probably hit a slider. Or at least a fastball on the first pitch, but you know it's coming.
Oh, you mean Flowers? Not Smoke.
Or Joe Patrick, maybe.
Joe Patrick's not hitting anybody but other media members. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk some Falcons. It is 1 week away from the NFL draft, at least the first round of the NFL draft. You got an inkling? You got a feeling as to what they might do? We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
What it is, Atlanta. Happy Trivia Thursday.
Happy Trivia Thursday to all the 92.9 The Game listeners out there. And now,
welcome back, Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir.
Sprinkle beep, beep, beep,
beep. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show. Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, 20 minutes away from an AMA. Ask me anything. Any question, any topic. Phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. The text line is the same. You can also tweet us at TBM929, at RandyMac81. Tomorrow, we're going to be out and about. We are going to be at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw on a happy hour Friday, getting ready for the weekend. Should be a fun one. Should be great weather. So come out and hang out with us tomorrow from 11 to 2. Been a minute since we've been, I guess not that long. It's like the first weekend of the NCAA tournament.
We saw that way?
Looks like it, yeah. Okay. Looks like Dukes and Bell are not following us at Twin Peaks. So, yeah, we'll be out there.
No, I said, or me and you together. Well, me and you are always together. This is me and you?
Oh, there, do we have an on-site?
Yeah.
No on-site producer.
Okay.
I assume somebody will show up and set the equipment up. Because I don't know how.
G-Money's, Gordo's
yeah, hopefully
be there.
Gordon will be
yeah,
there.
Gordon will be there.
I hope so.
Yeah, but no.
Otherwise, we'll just be yelling loudly.
That's all good, man.
You'll be able to hear us from the parking lot at Twin Peaks and nowhere else.
It's all good. But yeah, y'all come out, holler. Like you said, it's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow. So come see us. We'll be there till 2 o'clock having, fun. We know who our guys who are always going to be there, so we look forward to seeing the same people.
Tinker will be there.
Tinker will be there and everything like that. Yep. But everybody, y'all come holler at us, man. It's beautiful. And then you're probably off work tomorrow. Some people are off tomorrow for Good Friday.
You keep saying that.
Some people get off for Good Friday.
Who's off?
I don't know.
I don't know anybody. Oh, you know what?
My wife's off.
Is she? Okay.
Yeah, my wife's off. She don't work on Friday.
And my wife's never off because they don't get any holidays off. Yeah. But yeah, the daycare is closed tomorrow. Yeah. So okay.
There it is.
But the pre-K is.
But you keep looking at me all crazy every time I say that, like.
Well, because yeah, you keep giving me hope that maybe we are, but I know we're
not. No, I know some people have off on Good Friday.
Okay, good. Yeah, if you do.
Hold on. Let me see. My kids ain't got school.
Then definitely come up. Well,
is this school?
I think there is school okay. Because the pre-K, which is always on the Cobb County schedule, is on. But then the daycare isn't because it's like a teacher something day, which they deserve it.
Yeah.
They work their backsides off with a bunch of crazy little kids, and they change diapers all day. So they deserve a day off. But it's just always weird when one part of it's open and one part of isn't because it's the same building.
Okay.
So Jack gets to go hang out with his grandpa tomorrow.
Oh, hell yeah.
He's probably going to learn how to build a chair.
He's
going to
build
a rocking chair.
He can hang out he can hang out with Pawpaw in the shop because you know he's not going to sit. Your dad cannot sit in like the rocking chair and watch cartoons with Jack.
He's got to take him to the woodshop. Yeah, they'll be in the woodshop. They'll be making something.
Okay, all right. I'm about to say he's got to take him to the woodshop. Uh-huh. His name is Jack.
Yeah.
All right. Take Jack out there. Does Jack have a little funnel shirt?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all multiple.
Right. Okay.
Today was picture day.
Oh.
And
so, who did it? Which way is it combed?
I did the middle part.
For him?
No, not for him.
Oh,
no.
I was like, whoa.
His hair looks like my hair.
Oh, okay.
He does
it.
Okay. No.
Oh, okay. I'm worried for a second.
Yeah, no, whatever. I mean, he grows up. He could do different hairstyles if he wants. But right now, he does this. Okay. Whatever you call this, he does this.
Okay.
For her, we did the middle part, which is, I'm getting better at it. I got the good comb for it, so you can get the back of the head is harder. The top is easy, but then you got to get it straight all the way across. Right. But I got that down pretty good. And then she likes those Princess Leia kind of buns, those big wrap buns, which I'm getting pretty good at too.
Man, that is freaking awesome.
Yeah, we had that going pretty good. So she was fine. But, obviously mom picked the outfits for picture day.
She didn't like it.
No, she liked what he had on.
Mm-hmm.
He had some brown Carhartt overalls, which pretty cute for like a little guy.
Mm-hmm.
She also has Carhartt overalls that are pink.
Overalls.
She wanted to wear those too.
Yeah.
She had a different outfit already picked out, which was different. And what am I gonna? What am
why
I? Gonna
do,
do?
Why do
am I gonna audible
why?
Mom's call,
dude,
without her permission? She would never know.
She would never forgive
until after.
She
I know.
Never forgive you.
So yeah, I just lied to Lily and told her that she threw out of her overalls.
Why do they have to? Why do mamas always get to pick the clothes? Like, we'll have one now. Like, Samson, he usually picks his clothes.
Right, but he's old enough to pick
his clothes. But Samson goes overboard because Samson wants to wear blazers. I'm like, dude, you're the sixth.
And the chains out.
Yeah. He wants to wear the blazer in the sixth grade pitch. I'm like, dude, take that off.
That's awesome.
Though. Oh, we could have, hey, Dad, you can iron this. I'm like, damn blazer. You don't iron blazers, dog.
That's great. I love it.
Yeah, he wants to wear a blazer. Came down smiling last night, so because I was smiling. Feeling pretty good, Dad. I was like, what's up, man? He's like, yeah, got me a new one. I said new one. A new one? Yeah, got me a new girlfriend. I told him, what's the rule? Be respectful. Exactly.
Great rule.
Because he just got his new phone, so he get to text a little bit more. Because he uses his mom's phone. So he got a little, so you don't meet that. Let me see you, man. And the one thing about it is, if you ask your son to let you see his girlfriend. And he doesn't. She's ugly. But he was like, here. He's like, here. He's ugly. She's ugly. Meaning he ain't comfortable with showing her.
Yeah, he doesn't want to show her.
So he's like, here she goes. I was like, oh, she's a cute little girl. So yeah, what did, yeah. But I was like, what happened to old girl? You know, I talked to him like, what happened to old girl? Yeah, I don't like her no more. Wow. I was like, the sixth grade dynamic of the relationships.
Sixth grade play.
Sixth grade relationships are just so.
Do you remember that? It was awful. I remember that. It was, sixth grade relationships.
That half of Candace Hunt broke my heart.
Right, I know.
Candace Green.
Scar tissue to
this
day.
Yeah, Candace Green broke my heart.
So he likes to get dressed for picture day like it's the first round of the NFL draft.
Yes.
Which I love.
Yes.
It's the first round of the NFL draft a week from right now. Who's going to be walking across the stage, hugging Roger Goodell, and then holding up a Falcons jersey next Thursday night? Who's it going to be, Randy? What position is he going to play at least? What side of the ball is he going to play on?
He's going to be on the defense
all
side
right,
of the ball.
All right, there we go.
He's going to be on the defense
we'll
side of the ball.
We'll zero in on who he is.
Yeah, we'll zero in on Thursday because I have all my numbers and notes back next week like I always do on draft week. So I have all that. I'm almost finished with it.
I have your top 30 list.
I'm almost finished.
Okay, I have a list of guys that the Falcons have had private team facility visit top 30 workouts with.
All right, let me hear it.
Isaiah Bond, the wide receiver from Texas.
Why?
I don't know, but they did. So sorry, all Falcons fans, that I started there. But his name was listed.
Why'd you start
his
there?
His name was listed first. I'm going in order.
Okay.
This is on the Falcoholic.com. I'm reading their list.
All right.
Josh Connerly Jr., the offensive tackle from Oregon. Good player. He'll go in the first round.
He's a good player.
Charles Grant, offensive tackle from William & Mary. That's not a first-round draft pick, but could be later.
Mm-hmm.
Braden Swinson, the defensive end from LSU. Haven't seen him as a first-round draft pick at all.
No.
Are you familiar? Is he, lower rounds? Okay. Omar Norman Lott, defensive lineman from Tennessee. A lot of these guys sound like maybe.
Second day.
Yeah, and
second,
that's
third
fine.
Day. Second, third days.
That's right. Fine. Now, here's right. some names you're familiar with.
Okay.
Shamar Stewart, Texas A&M.
I wouldn't do it.
Edge rusher. Wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do it. Mm-mm. I would not take, because I would rather him be productive, meaning I didn't draft him, then draft him. Because I don't trust numbers over production.
Right.
I just don't, especially at that position.
I know that they can't think like this, but we can because we're analyzing them as a whole beyond just the current front office. When's the last time the Falcons took a leap on a boomer bust guy and he boomed? You know? That's what he is.
Yes.
Like Shamar Stewart is a boomer, and maybe he proves to be an incredible because he's got all the physical tools.
He got all the physical tools.
But the production wasn't there.
The physical tools. Sometimes I don't like that phrase when we're talking about a football player. We say physical tools. What physical tools does he have? He's big, fast, and strong. Well, he's good at running straight and doing drills.
Sure. Right.
He had no production.
Right.
All that running and everything he did did not translate.
Because physical tools can also describe production in games as well.
Exactly.
He's got combine tools.
Yeah.
He's got measurable workout tools.
And the one thing about it is nobody was surprised that he did this.
Right. Because coming out of high school, that's all anybody talked about with him. That whole class Texas A&M got was like,
and
these
so
guys are
like,
all insane athletes.
I'm sorry. I can't take him.
Okay, fair enough. James Pierce also.
I can take him.
Tennessee edge rusher.
His biggest thing along with the kid out of Marshall is the character.
Right.
But other than that, they're bona fide.
Now, they didn't do a top 30 with him because they went specifically to his pro day. Mm-hmm. Raw was up there for that, so he's on a different list. But obviously, Mike Green from Marshall is a guy that they worked out and they're interested in, and at least it seems like they're interested in. He led that level of college football in sacks last year at 17 sacks, which the production was there, but then you wonder about level and all that. I don't know. If you can play, it'll translate, and everyone says that he can. From Georgia, edge rusher Tyrion Ingram Dawkins. Now that's a later draft pick as well. Like that might be like third day kind of draft
fourth,
pick.
Fourth, yeah.
Look at Will Johnson, the corner from Michigan.
Okay.
That's a name who's been linked to the Falcons.
He's a guy.
Quite a bit.
He's a first round guy. He's a first round guy. They said, I know I saw McShay and them listening to a little bit of McShay. The only concern the teams have with him is speed. He did everything at the workout when he had his workout this week. He didn't run the 40. And a lot of people think because he would have tested like high 4.5s.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what they're saying about him. But he's a damn good player.
And then you got the safety from South Carolina.
Love him.
Nick Emmanuel.
Love him so much.
Physically is just like everything you could possibly want
love
from a safety.
Love him so much. Love him
he's
so much.
He's going to get drafted high. I don't know if the Falcons, they need another guy. I don't know if that's first round need or not, but that guy's going to be really good.
Yes, he's a numbers guy, but he's also a player.
Mm-hmm.
He has production with those numbers. He tore the damn combine up, but yet watch him play. He plays the way his time.
So just to sort of recap all of that, I skipped over a couple linebackers, a couple corners, and another safety, but those guys are on there as well. There's one wide receiver, one skill position guy, so hopefully and two offensive tackles. Now, obviously, they went to pro days and the combine and talked to other guys, but these are the people that they zeroed in on. I don't know how much that's going to tell you exactly. You go back to last year, obviously, you had Penix here for that, and you had the private workout for him, mm-hmm. so that was clear, legitimate interest. At the time, we all thought it was a smokescreen because you already had a quarterback, but it wasn't. They also had Braylon Trice here to visit on one of the top 30s and took him in the third round.
Another guy we got to think about, look at coming back. He's another guy they were really high on. Talking about last regime.
He's
went
awesome.
Out early with
he's
the
awesome player
in Miami down there in the preseason. But yeah, let's see how it goes. I mean, I know they're counting on him, and we talk about Rook and all those other guys that are here. They've got to add to it. They got to add to it. But these guys have got they got to be productive. I'm talking about Braylon Trice and all these dudes. They got to be. I won't say upper echelon. You would like them to be upper echelon, but they got to find a way to damn contribute right now. Right damn now.
Only three offensive guys, though. Okay. I like that.
Well, I'm taking a tackle.
Please don't. I'm not mad if you do
take
that
a tackle,
as long as he starts.
As long as he starts, and you go and get Caleb, and you go get some picks for him. This dude said, okay, can we talk about if we ever get locked up for something and we got to be a co-defendant and we're facing 30 years. The dude said, I won't cooperate. I'll see you in 30 years with just such ease.
Wow.
Such ease.
I'd be 70 by then.
Hell yeah. You know how much love I'd have missed out on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much love
I mean, my kids growing up too.
I'm thinking about all the loving I didn't want that I might get over those 30
dude,
years.
Dude, they you got to worry about them, man. Just be nice.
I'm nice.
It's going to be nice.
Definitely Andy. Nice. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. Text us or tweet us as well. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the Ask Me Anything to wrap the show up every day. You call, you ask, we answer to the best of our abilities. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. A couple pieces of news happened during that break. Yeah. Damian Lillard has been cleared for basketball activities.
Yes.
He's going to miss the first game of the series against the Pacers.
I think he misses two games at least.
Okay.
At least.
But it sounds like he'll be back at some point during the series, which is great. Like, with him and Giannis, who knows? Like, they're capable of kind of getting hot and beating anybody. But without him, I didn't think that they were going to beat Indiana, so that's great. And then Steve Angeli, the backup quarterback at Notre Dame, the kid that came in briefly against Georgia, the lefty, he's transferring.
Yes.
So.
All right, there's another one.
We'll take him.
Yep. You take everybody at Washington.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Now, we got a quarterback I like. We have a running back I like, but and a couple wide receivers. Pretty much everything else, we'll take them. All right, let's start with Rich in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What up, fellas?
Hi, Rich.
I got two questions for y'all today.
All right.
I'm going to start by saying this. I'm Jamaican, and my wife is Cuban.
Nice.
So you guys find it sometimes your wife will say things like you or take your little mannerisms or your lingo, and it catch you off guard like, I cuss a lot. You know, sometimes that happens, but most of my cusses is in Jamaican language.
Right.
So at times I hear her say stuff and I just start laughing at it uncontrollably because the funniest thing to me. Yesterday, I don't know where she's watching something. She's like, this Jabrody. I'm like, what? Where you I don't know why. It just caught me off guard, but do y'all run into that same thing? And number two, what kind of vacation are you? Me and my wife went to Puerto Rico 2 months ago. She's in a rush to go everywhere. I'm just walking slow, taking my time. Mm-hmm. Only place I was in a rush to go to was a pina colada factory where they came up with it. I wanted to go there so bad.
Okay.
But what kind of trip take are you? Do you slow down or are you speeding up?
All right, Rich.
I am definitely the slow guy. Meaning I'm like, I walk slow. I absorb all of that. Like, I do vacation good. No, I'm sorry. I do vacation great. I know how to be on damn vacation. I don't got to do nothing.
I've gotten better at just going on vacation and leaving stuff behind. I slow down. I don't slow down as much as you.
Yeah.
But I don't need to go do everything.
Yeah.
But I do like to play some golf when I'm on vacation and kind of get out and do a little bit of stuff that I don't have time to otherwise do. But, I mean, I'm there to relax.
Yeah, I love to relax. My wife, my wife likes to relax. She likes to go to the relaxation. Like, I could just sit and relax. Like, we got to go to some distance. I'm like.
Right, but the time between where you are and where you go can be stressful.
Yeah.
There should be no stress.
I'll be sitting down. My wife gets on my damn nerves when she does the man voice imitating me. Because, like, I don't sound like that, lady, okay? If you're gonna make the voice, at least make it sound like your husband.
Does she? Because you have a very specific way of saying certain things.
Yes.
Which I think I've probably even adopted saying certain things the way you do, just working with you for so long.
Yes.
Does she say certain stuff the way that you do? Because that would be really funny.
She says poke every now and then.
Okay.
Yeah, she'll say poke.
Do you take on any of her stuff too? Really? Because I take on a lot of stuff my wife says.
Because
my wife's from the hills of Western North Carolina.
Yes.
And some of that stuff is funny.
Yes, it is. But I don't think so. Like, I'll say, like, because she's teaching Sebastian Tagalog.
Sure, yeah.
And so I'll say the
Which is the Filipino language.
Yeah, so I'll say whatever he's asking for in Tagalog, I'll say it back to him. Other than that, no.
Her and Lily are learning French, and me and Jack are refusing.
Don't do it, dude.
Yeah, we're putting our foot
down.
Don't
do it. Don't do it. All right?
She'll say some stuff like me every once in a while, too, but mostly me. Like, Ol and bowl. I like that.
Bowl.
Good. Instead of boil. Yeah. All right. Andrew's in Buckhead. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Andrew.
Hey. So
I was having a conversation. My friend sent me a podcast of like these kind of two, I don't know how you say it, is it curmudgeon? Like just old grumpy men talking mm-hmm. about how, you might have talked about this already. Just two old guys talking about how a coach leaving to another school is not equivalent to a player leaving to another school. Mm-hmm. And I just completely disagreed with it. I thought like, they're like, well, the coach is on a contract and then he has a buyout. But when the coach goes to another school, he's not the one paying for the buyout. And technically, if you look at the transfer portal periods, players are kind of on a contract as well because they can only transfer for a period of time.
No, that's not true. They're not under contract. Andrew, I know the podcast you're talking about. I don't think they're curmudgeon. I think they're absolutely correct.
Who is he talking about?
I don't know the guys, but I know who – I saw the piece that he's talking about. Mm-hmm. I saw exactly what he's talking about because the guy said it just like Andrew said. Andrew spoke it word for it. Go be a coach then. Go be a coach. Your ass transferring in the December portal and then all of a sudden you leave it in the spring portal. That's just raggedy as hell. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I don't care. You can tell me about coaches leaving all that other stuff. Yes, it is a difference. The coaches are under contract. These kids aren't under contract. They don't got to pay back this NIL money that they took for this 4 months.
Right.
They don't got to know that.
Right.
No, if they're going to do that, then if you want to pay the money back that they gave you, fine. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to be there for the 4 months that you took this money and keep this money, no.
I also think the other.
And I know the other people aren't buying it. I know.
The other.
I don't care.
Sure. But the other difference is, and this is, I wish was the case for all the kids that are transferring, is coaches don't leave jobs.
Yes.
With the hope that they might get another
exactly.
job.
Exactly.
They
exactly.
leave jobs because they get another better job.
Thank you.
Right? So, I mean, look, sometimes it's bad timing and sometimes it sucks and it's unfair for sure. Like, I'm not saying every time coaches leave their jobs that it's done cleanly and it's good.
I would never say that.
But they're leaving for something else. A lot of these kids are going in the transfer portal with the assumption that something good's going to happen for them, and it doesn't always.
And you were absolutely correct. We were talking yesterday. There are over 10,000 kids in there. Yeah, there are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, because that's why I always talk about having a plan.
Got to have a
plan. You don't just because the portal is there, yes, okay, to jump in there, but what is your plan? Your plan is, oh, well, my plan is to go somewhere else. Where?
Where? Have you talked to anybody?
Have you talked to anybody? Are you sitting there just waiting for a spot to come open?
There's 10,000 other people in there that also have that.
That's all I get.
Yeah, that's one of the big differences for me as well. But again, like, now we're comparing one not great thing to another not great thing and saying this not great thing isn't as bad as that one. The system isn't good.
All of it's wrong.
They need to find a way to clean it all up. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
We can't be doing this what about stuff. That's worse than this. It's all not great. Like, let's try to make it better. We can do that. They can put a better system in place. Let's talk to Joe in Powder Springs. Hey, Joe.
What's going on, guys? Long time no talk. Y'all doing okay?
Yep. Doing great, Joe.
Hey, I got a question for you. Have you, either one of you, ever made a purchase and your wife is like, what the hell did you do that for? The reason I'm asking that is I decided I wanted a new lawnmower this year for the springtime and spent about $12,000.
Uh-oh. Whoa. Damn.
Must be a riding mower, huh?
It better be.
It is. It's a commercial zero-turn X-Mart mower.
Ooh, there you go. Okay. Very nice.
And she can go and she. I don't say one word when she goes and spend money on hair or jewelry or dresses or anything like that. But she wants to say one thing when I go buy a mower. What do you guys think?
No, it's always the other way around. Mm-hmm. It's always she never says anything while you bought.
Now
that.
I will say my wife has never made a $12,000 purchase without discussing it.
No,
there's a lot of it's probably added up to it.
The pillows.
There's a lot of little guys.
The pillows.
Yeah, here's a $20 pillow here. Yeah. Here's some, you know, over the course of time. But there's never been one major purchase like that. I will say, and this kind of is like not a fun reaction to that question, I never have. I've never made a random purchase where it's been like, what in the world were you thinking there?
Yeah,
I've never done that.
Yeah, I don't do that anymore. I think she's more or less is whenever I like my shoes or my tops. So like, how many did you buy? Not how much you spent. Like, how many did you buy? Like, why are there new water shoes? Because that's like six new pair that are in the cubby.
For when you need them.
Yeah, but that's what she said. I mean, but that's what I'm saying. It's like six new pair that haven't been worn since last year. So why do I keep adding on to it? But other than that, no, I don't spend money on nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, neither do I really. Yeah. Gas and trail mix.
Oh, man.
Pretty much it.
Have you ever, like, when go to the gas station, put your car, do your car thing, fill it, like, turn on the automatic so it can pump, and then go in the store and grab something?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. yesterday, I was damn near on E. And I was just going in. I was going to fill it up until I go in and come back out.
Uh-huh.
And the damn lady, have your damn money out your wallet. And you do not have to know the number of the scratch-off tickets you want to get.
You weren't intending to fill your
whole
tank up?
No, I was not intending to fill that big-ass truck up.
And you did.
But
dang it. I hate that.
Because he knows me. I go in there all, every day. What up, homie? Got you up. Come on, Lee. What number is that right there? 32. What's the name of that game? Have a plan when you go buy a damn scratch-off.
Just like the transfer portal.
Have
Don't
a plan.
Don't go in the gas station without a plan.
God.
You also ever notice that some pumps pump faster than others and slower than others as well?
Yes.
Because I'll try to give it a look real quick to kind of gauge how much time I have.
Yes.
Because sometimes you got to move.
They're moving sometimes. What's worse than that? When it click off.
Oh, right. Yeah, you come back out, it's like, what?
You come back
at
$3.
Half a gallon?
Yeah, you come back and it's like 97 cents.
But then I'll be like, you know.
It picks off without filling up?
Yeah.
Yeah, whenever you walk. Yeah.
I also had one time. We were filling up in Montana, and I guess their gas pumps don't click off when the tank's full.
Oh, it came out?
It was everywhere.
Oh.
It was $130 worth of gas, and 50 of it was on the ground.
Have you ever driven off with a van?
I never done that.
Yeah.
You did that one time?
Twice.
Yeah.
I've done it once.
Yeah, twice.
God's right, don't worry about it. It happens all the time.
Yeah,
they have quick releases on there.
Not paying attention to it. Pow!
All right, Skip's in the safe Yam Mobile.
What's going on, fellas?
Hi, Skip.
How y'all doing today, man?
Good.
Hey, I'm better today. I got two questions: one on the Hawks and one on the Falcons, man.
Okay.
Win or lose Friday night. From my standpoint, I think Trae Young deserved to get that extension. What do y'all think about the extension? And number two, I was looking at some stuff online where Matthew Judon wants to come back to the Falcons. If the Falcons sign Judon before the draft, do you think that changes what Falcons might get, you know, at 15?
No,
I don't. I also don't think they will. I think they will. That would be a
Remember,
later
I asked you a question
thing.
Out the air. I was like, who were you more surprised hasn't signed anywhere, Judon or Simmons?
Judon. I think Judon will sign first.
Okay.
Somewhere.
Okay. But as far as the Trey extension, I think it's going to be a discussion. I don't think it's like here.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
I also think Trey might make third team this year. Like, there's a chance Trey makes third team All NBA, which gets him back in that status for the super duper whatever.
Right.
I wouldn't do it this offseason.
I haven't. Wait, I want to see him with all those guys.
You got to not be in the plan.
Right? I want to see him with all those guys.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever money I'm going to spend this offseason, hopefully Jalen can stay healthy and give me 82 games of what this is supposed to really look like. And if it's great, then yeah, we'll do it.
Right.
If we're back in the play-in round again, what am I giving a Supermax for the play-in for? I can't do it.
Okay.
At that point, maybe you think about starting to go a different direction. Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Fellas, man, y'all had the people in Walmart looking at me crazy when y'all was talking about the vegan conversation because I fell out laughing in there and the people just looking at me like, what is wrong with him? My question for you guys is funny. Everybody's been asking relationship questions. So I'm pretty good at math. Pretty good with yard work. But when it comes to electricity and vehicles, like, I know absolutely nothing. So my lady is talking about CV joints and ball bearings and all kind of car parts and stuff. And I'm looking at her like, what? And I felt like I should know more about it. So is there something in your relationship that your spouse knows more about that you feel like you should know about, and what is it?
Huh.
And quick question, sundresses or bikinis? I love a good bikini, but ain't nothing like sundress season.
Sundress over the bikini.
Yeah, both.
Both.
Yeah.
I love it.
A little reveal.
My wife wears wraps. I love them things.
Oh, wraps
are wraps around.
Just all the beach, like flowy beach kind of see-through stuff.
Yeah,
it's all great.
Drives a brother nuts.
Yeah.
Yes, no, I know. Yes, it does. The math thing, dude. I'm repping it out, dog.
I know why.
Yeah, dog. I'm repping it out, man. Because we had a test on Monday. So daddy was at Sunday boy. Daddy, me, we was in that thing. But they get these calculators too.
Oh.
Yeah, I was trying to do it all. They get
you know why? They should.
Yes.
Because when we were in school, they were like, you're not always going to have a calculator.
Yes.
Untrue, Miss Panky.
Yes.
Everybody has a calculator in their pocket.
With the calculator and the scratch paper, Andy, I was knocking that thing out.
That's
dog.
Great.
Knocking it out.
You know what that means.
No, it don't mean I'm going to do it every night.
No, because remember last time you did math homework took too long and you didn't get any action.
Oh, yeah. Boys.
So you had to get better at that.
But this is, but you should have seen how slick I was. I was like, okay, she'll be home in like 20 minutes. Hey, Sam, come on down here and get that homework, boy.
Come on, let's do that homework.
You should have seen me. Well, the square past the X, son, and kept looking at out the window to see when she came. So when she came, I got real smart.
I won't say there's anything that my wife is better at me at in those areas that I should be better at. But she's getting excessively confident with home improvement stuff.
Yes.
Because we've done so much stuff.
She fell off the roof, Andy.
She fell off the roof, Andy. As recently as last Christmas, yeah. she fell off the roof. So the confidence maybe should be walked back. But she'll just be there with, like, the nail gun and the saw out and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, you know how to use it now, and that's great. But a lot of that stuff is good to have somebody home when you're doing it.
Yes.
Just in case.
Yes.
You know? And put the safety goggles on. I'll love you with one eye, but I'd prefer not to. Yeah. You know what I mean?
One,
pirate wife. All right, let's get the takeaways of
the day. Oh, dude. My wife can't do anything more manlier than me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, can't do it.
My wife will shotgun a beer, though. I can too, but she will do it.
Fortnite is 14 days. I thought it was a video game.
It's both.
Okay, never knew.
Those Piston boys are going to be banging cat. That was a sentence.
First off, Abe the Tender Slayer.
Yes.
And Tyler Hero got to the hole from the outside and the inside last night.
He did, man.
He was everywhere.
He's balling.
He was everywhere.
Balling.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Come see us. We'll be there from 11 to 2. Have a great rest of your Thursday.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.